Welcome back to issue number one here on CNN. You hear the word inflation all the time. Now here, by definition, is what inflation is. It's a persistent, substantial rise in the general level of price related to an increase in the volume of money and results in the loss of currency value. If you're still with me, that may be the book definition, but to you it really just means that times can be tough and your wallet is a bit tighter now than it was a year ago because things cost more. Our senior correspondent and inflation expert, Alan Chernoff, is here with more, and he comes up with increasingly creative ways to explain to us how inflation affects us. Alan.
Well, Ali, certainly we're getting squeezed, but it's much worse than what the government is telling us. The government is saying that the consumer price index has risen by 4% over the past 12 months. Well, let's have a look at some of the items that we buy very often in the grocery store. First of all, flour. Over the past year, flour up by 14%. Rice and pasta, 13%. Milk up 13% as well. The fact is, when we go to the grocery store, we're paying increases that are much, much higher than the consumer price index.
Then why is it that the government number of 4%, and I if I had hair, I'd pull it out every time I see this number, because the bottom line is we know that these things are costing us more. Why does the number not reflect this?
The problem here, the reason, is that the way the consumer price index is calculated, these items that we buy almost every day, flour, rice, they don't count for very much in the CPI. Let's have a look at some of these numbers. Flour accounts for less than 1/20th of 1% of the consumer price index. Rice and pasta, 1/10th of 1%. Milk, 3/10ths of 1%. It really doesn't add up to very much. In fact, food that we buy to bring into our own kitchens total accounts for less than 8% of the consumer price index.
When in reality, we spend more on that than we do. You pointed this out. Computers haven't increased in price as much, or apparel, but we don't. When times are tight, you've got to buy the food. It is disproportionate, depending on who you are and what your spending patterns are. There are other things that have gone up a lot more, and that also doesn't help the calculation.
Totally, and this is very true for one area where we saw astronomical increases over the wintertime. Fuel oil. People who have to heat their homes with fuel oil, the price for that over the past year, up 48%. Natural gas, which is more prevalent, the increase was not quite as bad. Let's see how these are counted in the consumer price index. If you look at the percentage of the consumer price index, you see fuel oil, where we had a huge increase, accounts for only 0.2% of the CPI, virtually nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Natural gas, because so many more people use it, accounts for 1% of the CPI.
5 times that, yeah.
Yes, but the increase for natural gas, as we saw, was far lower than for fuel oil. That's why some people really feel the squeeze of inflation. Others, not quite as bad.
Here in the Northeast, for instance, we use fuel oil a lot for our heating in parts of the Midwest. Other parts of the country, the primary heating source for heating and air conditioning is natural gas. So it's a different effect that it has on your budget. All right, really good topic. Thank you, Alan, for staying on top of that for us.